Hi, I'm James Dickey, Senior Trial Counsel for the Upper Midwest Law Center, Minnesota's nonprofit public interest law firm that fights for liberty and the rule of law. Welcome back to Minnesota Law Weekly, where we update you on important developments on legal issues in Minnesota and how we at UMLC are your voice fighting for you in the courts. Today we are talking about the latest lawsuit we filed against Minnesota's unconstitutional new law that allows those still serving felony criminal sentences to vote in our elections. On June 29th, we filed the case Minnesota Voters Alliance versus Hunt in Anoka County District Court against those responsible for implementing parts of the legislature's new law that informs felons that they can vote, allows them to register and modify the statewide voter registration system to be on the voter roll, and allows them to vote in Minnesota elections. Here's why we brought the case. In the Minnesota Constitution, Article 7, Section 1, those convicted of a felony crime may not vote unless restored to civil rights. That's civil rights plural, meaning all civil rights that a non-felon possesses. The Constitution does not create legislative authority to restore the singular right to vote before all civil rights are restored to an individual convicted of a felony. Just earlier this year, on February 15, 2023, the Minnesota Supreme Court in Schrader versus Simon acknowledged this reading of the Constitution. The court said as follows: even if we assume that the word civil rights, as used in Article 7, Section 1, were intended to broadly include any right that a person has, it does not follow from the fact that some of these rights may be restored upon release from incarceration that all civil rights must be restored. Different rights may be restored at different times and may be limited in different ways at different times. Indeed, the constitutional rights of parolees and probationers may be limited in ways that the rights of persons who have completed their sentences may not be. The Minnesota Supreme Court's decision thus recognizes that in order for a person convicted of a felony to be eligible to vote under the Minnesota Constitution, he must complete his sentence, at which point all of his civil rights would be restored. After all, those on probation, supervised release, or work release can't travel freely, serve on a jury, or hold office. They must report in regularly to an officer. They are subject to drug and alcohol testing. They cannot own a firearm. They still owe restitution, and so on. But the legislature decided, despite the express language of the Minnesota Constitution and the Supreme Court's decision, that it would simply reinstate the right to vote for those convicted of felonies who are still serving their sentences. The new law says as follows: an individual who is ineligible to vote because of a felony conviction has a civil right to vote restored during any period when the individual is not incarcerated for the offense. If the individual is later incarcerated for the offense, the individual's civil right to vote is lost only during that period of incarceration. For purposes of this subdivision only, an individual on work release or an individual released under Section 631.425 is not deemed to be incarcerated. The law became effective June 1, 2023. And interestingly, work release, unlike probation or supervised release, and despite the carve-out created by the new law, by definition occurs during the time convicted felons are still in confinement and serving the carceral portion of their sentence. And to be clear, the Minnesota Supreme Court in the Schrader decision did state that under Article 7, Section 1, the legislature has broad general discretion to choose a mechanism for restoring the entitlement and permission to vote to persons convicted of a felony. And the legislature may act through a legislative act that generally restores the right to vote upon the occurrence of certain events. And this is because our founders in Minnesota believe in second chances, and because of that belief, provided a way for full reinstatement to the right to vote for those who have made serious mistakes in their past. That way is through full completion of the felony sentence. We recognize and acknowledge that the legislature certainly can reform sentencing to have the effect of restoring all civil rights. It could return Minnesota to its policy of 1857, when probation and conditional release did not exist, and those finished with their incarceration were simply done with their sentences. In this past session, the legislature did that in part by reducing probation terms through the Chapter 52 of the session laws. In addition, the legislature can put on the 2024 ballot a constitutional amendment for the people of Minnesota to decide whether those serving felony sentences should be allowed to vote. But the legislature cannot skip those steps and simply declare the Constitution satisfied without doing the work to satisfy it. The point of a constitution is that even where it gives power to the legislature is still constrained by the Constitution's supreme authority as to the boundaries of legislative power. So this is a case about what authority the legislature has under our Minnesota Constitution, plain and simple. It is not, as the law's author stated to the media, and as some partisan operatives have and will say, some sort of effort to make it harder to vote for people with the right to vote. Those are meritless criticisms that don't meaningfully engage with the meaning of the Minnesota Constitution or even what the lawsuit says. All these criticisms do is reinforce the danger posed by another law that we will challenge in court this summer, the Don't Say Felon speech code law. You can look for that lawsuit to come in the next month or so. Well, that's it for this week on Minnesota Law Weekly. You can learn more about the Upper Midwest Law Center by visiting umlc.org, and you can also make a confidential tax-deductible donation on our website or by sending us a check to 8421 Wyzetta Boulevard, Suite 300, Golden Valley, Minnesota 55426. And we would urge you to do that. We are fully donor-supported and charge our clients nothing, and we are standing up for you in court and want to fight for you on every front. Help us do more for you by making a donation today. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.